Have you ever wondered, why does Jesus, after the resurrection, keep his wounds? It's interesting, isn't it? After the resurrection, he still has the holes in his hands, his feet, and his side. We know that during the crucifixion, Jesus was wounded all over, from the scourging, the crown of thorns, carrying the cross. His whole body would have just been just tortured. And as far as we know, I mean, it sounds like all that was all healed, all that was gone. There were no scars from the crown of thorns, no scars from the scourging. Just those five wounds he kept. Why so? Why not just totally heal everything in his now glorified body? While you're pondering that question, I want to read a story that's from a book that was written by Cardinal Dolan, who's the Archbishop of New York. The book is entitled, To Whom Shall We Go? And it's a story about an experience that he had when he was working as a priest in Rome at the North American College. The North American College is the American seminary in Rome. Cardinal Dolan writes this. When I was the rector at the North American College in Rome, I was present for the beatification of Padre Pio, who is very popular in Italy. He's up there with Saint Francis as probably the most popular of saints. At Padre Pio's beatification, tons of Americans came, and a lot of them came to the North American College for a reception. It was there that I met a number of men who had visited with Padre Pio at his monastery in San Giovanni Rotondo after World War II. We went to see Padre Pio, one of the veterans said, and I was as skeptical as can be. The other guys, they thought this was great, but I thought, I'll go along. Maybe we'll meet some nice-looking Italian girls down in southern Italy because I don't believe in this fraud. As it turned out, they were able to go to Padre Pio's early mass, and afterward, they were able to meet him. When Padre Pio came to greet this guy, the American demanded, "Show me your wounds." Because the Vatican had ordered Padre Pio to cover his stigmata, they didn't want people capitalizing on them, the wounds were covered with gloves. So the guy said to Padre Pio, "Show me your wounds. I don't believe you." Padre Pio looked at him and said, "Show me yours." "I don't claim to have the stigmata. You do. Show me your wounds," the veteran replied. Padre Pio only said again, "Show me yours." "What are you talking about?" The guy was an Italian-American. He knew Italian, and so he knew he was hearing Padre Pio right. He just didn't understand. So Padre Pio explained, "Well, we've all got wounds. We all bear the stigmata. We've all got the wounds of the cross. Mine, for some strange reason, happened to be visible. But so what? You've got them too. You're carrying some. I can see them." With that, the guy said, he began to weep. And Padre Pio said, "Come with me." They went into the confessional, where Padre Pio invited him one more time, "Show me your wounds." The guy then admitted that at that moment, he was bearing a tremendous cross. At the Battle of Anzio on the west coast of Italy, he had landed with two of his buddies, the three of them together, and his two buddies were wounded. They were pinned down by machine guns, but he went ahead and left them behind, even as they yelled after him, "Please come get us." But he didn't. He left, he escaped, and he said this was a horror, a nightmare, a devil. A wound that he had borne for a long time. One he was finally able to reveal to that holy man. Show me your wounds. We've all got them. We've all got the stigmata. Why does Jesus keep his wounds after the resurrection? I think he wants to remind us of two important things by keeping those wounds. Number one, it's to remind us that we have a God who knows what it's like to be wounded. We have a God that's not absent from suffering. We have a God who knows pain. So when I experience pain, when I experience wounds, I know that I'm not alone, that my God knows what that's like. And the second reason I think Jesus keeps his wound is to remind us that wounds can be healed. The wounds of Jesus after the resurrection, they cause him no pain. The wounds, the scars now become evidence of his glory, evidence of God's power, evidence of his triumph over death. The wounds are now marks of victory. And that's what God wants to do with us, with the wounds that we all carry in this life. He wants to transform them so that they eventually become signs of victory. Show me your wounds, Padre Pio said to that veteran. Today is Divine Mercy Sunday, this day we celebrate every year, a week after Easter. We remember the day that Jesus instituted the sacrament of reconciliation, when he gave his apostles, the first priests, the power to forgive sins, a power that has been passed down from bishop to bishop to bishop to bishop and bishop to priest all throughout the centuries. We all have wounds, and we're not just talking about physical wounds. Obviously, some people struggle with physical wounds more than others, especially as we age. But we all struggle with the wounds of sin. The sins that I commit, sins that were committed against me, wounds us. And there is no better place in the whole world to experience the mercy and healing of Jesus than that great sacrament of reconciliation. When I have the courage to humble myself and come to a minister of the church and show him my wounds, the wounds of my sin, I get to experience the tremendous mercy of God, the healing touch of God. Today, as we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday, let's ask for the grace that we would never be afraid to show our wounds to Jesus, especially in that great sacrament of reconciliation. Remember, the prophet Isaiah said, "By his wounds we are healed."